Hello, guys, and welcome back to the Breaking Butterfly podcast. I am so excited you guys are here. I am joined by my best friend and business partner, Bianca CP. And we just got home. Well, I just got home from Envision, and it was a really crazy week. So we wanted to do a little review, recap, share some stories, and just share about our experience. So yeah, welcome Bianca. And for those that like don't really know you, I think some people do, but if there's anyone that doesn't know you, do you want to give like a little just introduction of who you are to everyone?
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Bianca. I actually live here in Costa Rica, literally about 10 minutes from where Envision Music Festival is held. So I live in the jungle. It is crazy. My life basically consists of surfing and playing at waterfalls. And obviously, Maddie and I host our incredible Evolve retreats together. I also host creator retreats, which are super fun. And then other than that, I love music festivals. Music festivals are actually what got me into spirituality, from the time I had my first acid trip at a festival back in 2018. So shout out to festivals, and I'm so excited to talk about Envision. It is my favorite music festival in the entire world, hands down.
I love it. Shout out festivals. That's why we're all
Oh.
here. Yeah, oh my God, I'm excited to like just like debrief and recap everything. I feel like I'm honestly still processing a little bit, and like I left just the way my flights worked out, I left like right after the festival, so I wasn't even able to just like hang out and like ground and like let everything land. So I'm excited to just like chat. And Bianca and I were thinking that we would rate different categories, just like about the festival. So we have a bunch of different categories from like the food to the music, just to the overall vibe. And we'll just like rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 and tell you guys about it. So I think let's start with the food. Scale of 1 to 10, how did you think the food at Envision was this year?
Honestly, I feel like as far as festivals go, the Envision food is pretty good. We're very obsessed with Coco curry noodles, which Maddie can tell you about. She's the OG noodle lover. But I think this year I would honestly say maybe food. I didn't try that much, but I feel like for a festival, 7 or 8 out of 10. I'm gonna say 8 out of 10 because honestly, the ingredients are really, really fresh. They're organic. I actually love the drinks at this place called the Village Witch Bar. Basically, they make these elixirs, and the elixirs just save you. Like whatever you are going through, the village witches know what you need to drink. I have gone up to that bar multiple times, like, hey, I'm tripping absolute balls right now. Like, what do I need? And they're so nice. They just help you out with a hydration drink or grounding, whatever. But yeah. Also, the pizza at Envision is fire.
That surprised me that you say like 7 or 8. I would honestly say 10. Like for festival food, I don't know. I think the Envision food is so fucking fire. Like, yeah, the Coco curry noodles, you guys, when we pulled up to the Coco curry noodle stand this year, the guy recognized me immediately from a year ago. He was like, "Oh my gosh, like you saying OG noodle lover is like the funniest thing ever. Like I really am." This man recognized me. He blows me kisses as I walk by. Like he loves me because I probably ate those noodles like 20 times last year, ate them like 10 more times this year. I just feel like you don't find that high quality of food at other festivals. For me, I can't remember ever being at a festival and like really having like such a good meal. They have like the jungle fried rice. Yeah, the pizza's amazing. We had like fucking bao buns. We're like in the middle of the jungle. I'm having like the best bao bun I've ever had in my life. Like
Okay, I feel like I need to amend it. I feel like the only festivals that I go to are like Envision or Shambhala or Burning Man. So yeah, I think it has to be an 8 or a 9. Okay,
Yeah.
I can't say 10 because I didn't try enough of the food. Although actually, no, it's like all fire. It's
It's
incredible.
all so, I have never
And
had a
it's
bad,
healthy.
yeah, I've never had a bad meal there. I've always felt so nourished. Like Bianca said, like the drinks are so good. Like, I don't know. I'm also just like a foodie. Like, food is so important to me. And so maybe it's like a bigger part of my experience than like other people's, like where Bianca doesn't like eat that much. Like she just eats like plain like butter pasta and like a bag of cashews or like, I don't know. You're not very much like a, you're not like obsessed with food like I am. Anyway,
I'm not a foodie, so.
you're not a foodie. I think it's like a 10. But I feel like the talk in the town right now is like how everyone got sick this year. I don't know if it's a stomach bug. I don't know if it was the water. I don't know if it was the food. Someone on like my TikTok commented that like all of her friends got sick, but she didn't because she didn't eat the food. Like she brought her own food or just like ate at home. So I don't know if it was the food. Like one of our friends actually like got food poisoning, like actual food poisoning. I didn't have like food poisoning, but I don't know. I feel like it's kind of normal being in a foreign country if your stomach's sensitive, but my stomach isn't sensitive and I just don't know why everyone got sick. I'm like still not feeling great.
This is the thing though. Okay. So I feel like part of it is because, like, you have all these people coming from cities where they don't like touch germs and they're always very like clean and like, I don't know. And it's like you go to the jungle and you're in the dirt. Also, I think a lot of people were dehydrated this year because people aren't used to the heat and no one was drinking enough water. Yeah. I think a lot of people were like struggling and just not hydrated.
Yeah,
But
I agree with that. I think
because,
I was
like,
like really dehydrated.
I drink the water. I mean, obviously I live here, so I'm more used to it, but the water here is clean and they just can't have hooked up dirty water to a festival of like thousands of people, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I don't think the water, like, so at Envision, there's like water fill-up stations, and then there are like hand washing stations. I saw people putting their feet in the hand washing stations. People are like fucked up. They're like going to the bathroom in a porta potty, touching everything, coming out, touching the knobs, washing their hands. And then people were filling up their waters at the hand washing stations, which is fine because all of the water in Costa Rica is technically clean. So the water is fine, but where it's coming out of is not fine. And I think
You
that
know
was like an
what?
issue.
People were, am I allowed to swear on here? People were fucking dirty. I went to the porta potties and at the hand washing station outside of these disgusting porta potties, I saw someone washing his vegetables, like his food that he was gonna go cook in that disgusting sink
What the
where
fuck?
people are going to the bathroom, then like half washing their hands. Let's be real. Also, like, why are people putting their like water bottles and like touching the knobs and everything? And like, sinks gross me out. I think that's one thing that, like, I'm not a super clean person, let's be real, but I'm very wary of like sinks.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think people were honestly just really, really dirty and fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was gross. It was gross. But yeah, the food is bomb. Love the food. Okay, let's rate workshops. Bianca, scale of 1 to 10. How did you like the workshops?
So I
That's
did not attend any workshops.
not true.
Actually, no. What did I attend? I attended Kirtan, but Kirtan's not
Yeah.
a workshop. So the one thing that I did attend at Envision was there's this thing called Kirtan, which is basically it's where you get together in a group and you chant Hindu mantras, and there's always a leader. It's kind of like call and response. This was the craziest Kirtan I have ever been a part of. Like, you do Kirtan sober and like with the energy of all the people and everyone's like dancing and singing and chanting, I felt like I was high. It was crazy. It was probably the coolest kirtan I've ever been a part of. So even though I missed a couple sets that Maddie said were incredible, I'm still fine with it. The thing is, like, Envision does have incredible workshops. The reason I don't really attend other workshops is because I obviously host multiple retreats a year that are full of workshops. My life is like a workshop, so I'm not going to really attend many. But I'm still going to give Envision a super high rating for workshops. I think of any festival I've been to, they have the best workshops available. And when I attended Envision for the first time in 2020, the workshops changed my life. I don't think they would like necessarily change my life now in the same way, just because of who I am now as a person. But for someone coming from like North America, going to this jungle festival and attending workshops, I think they should get like an 8 or 9 out of 10 for the workshops for sure.
Yeah, totally. I tried to attend workshops on like the first or second day. I went with our friend Jackie because Jackie is all about the workshops. She was at Envision bright and early, like almost every day going to the workshop. So I was like, okay, I want to be on this vibe. I went and I don't think I made it through one workshop. It just like wasn't clicking for me. Yeah, I don't think I like went to one thing. I can't think of anything. But Jackie went to some workshops that she said like weren't her favorite ever, but then she went to a couple workshops that she said like, yeah, fucking changed her life, like insane, unreal, mind blown, like couldn't speak for 45 minutes after the workshop, which is just crazy. So yeah, I guess I would like rate it an 8 out of 10. I feel like it's even just cool that they have so many workshops. This year they had something called the Red Tent, which I don't think they had that last year, right?
They did, but we just didn't go.
Oh, I didn't know. But they have like the Red Tent, which is like all about like women and like women's empowerment, but also just like stuff about the yoni and sex magic and yeah, just like womb wisdom essentially. And that was really crazy. People loved that tent. People went to some crazy workshops. At one point, there was like a sex magic workshop, and they had to literally take down the walls of the tent because so many people wanted to attend that they had to like open it, like literally like take down the tent so people could like sit around and like attend this workshop. So people loved the workshops this year, and I think it's fun that they even offer like as many as they do. Because other festivals they have workshops, but I don't think they have as many as Envision does.
I mean, the last festival I went to before Envision was Shambhala, and Shambhala is incomparable. Like, they have maybe yoga a couple of times,
Yeah.
maybe like one other thing. Yeah, Envision is wild. And also, when you think about something like Burning Man, let's say, where there technically are workshops, but like you're in the middle of the desert, am I really gonna bike 2 hours to go to a workshop? Absolutely not. So,
Absolutely not.
like, no.
No. Yeah. No, it's just a lot. You have to really like pick and choose what you want to do, because if you try to do it all, it's just a lot. Like doing workshops all day and then partying all night in the type of like weather that you're in, Envision and Burning Man and other festivals, like it's just intense. So
One thing about Envision that I think is cool is you can go to Envision and have your experience be attending workshops and just learning, doing the daytime activities, and you would still get your money's worth.
yeah.
I think like so that's really good. Like I know our good friend Sophie, like this year she did more of the nighttime stuff and like actually chilled with us, but last year she only did workshops. So
Interesting.
yeah.
Yeah. I also feel like my life is a workshop. I'm either hosting like some type of masterclass or workshop, or I'm like a part of one, or I'm at a retreat. So I just want to party and dance really hard.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's like for me, I mean, it's going off on a tangent, but like that's a spiritual thing for me at a festival at this point. Like, I feel like I do so much work outside of the festival so that I can go to a festival and just trip really hard with my friends and dance and have fun and connect to the universe in that way.
Yeah,
So.
completely agree. So speaking of dancing really hard, let's rate the music. 1 out of 10. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the music this year.
I mean, okay. So I don't know how to rate this because I loved Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. But I hated Friday with a passion. It was some of the worst music I've ever heard. And the one good set I heard on Friday, obviously, we went to see Elderbrook, and Elderbrook was playing like a 2014 EDM set. Like, it just reminded me of being at Avicii,
Like
and
the
that was
most
cool.
unexpected set, though. Like, we would have never thought that he was gonna play like that. It was just like, yeah.
It was wild, but the crowd terrified me. Everyone was so fucked up. They were scary. So we couldn't even like stay the whole time because people were scary. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm a bass girly, and okay, Envision has a bass stage. It's the main stage. It's called Luna. And this year, like, Friday didn't even have bass music. They were playing like funk. There was one set that was circus music. And this was my biggest acid trip day. And it fucked me up. It was so horrible.
No, one of the sets we thought it was like a parody type of thing. Like, you know, when it's like a funny little like song and then it drops into some like dirty bass and it's like a shock factor, but it just never dropped. And we're there for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we're like, oh my God, this isn't a joke. He's actually playing like fucking circus music.
No, I
That's
thought it was a joke. I
I
thought it
thought it
was a
was a
performance.
joke. It was crazy, you guys. Like, it was some of the worst music I've ever heard. And at Envision last year, every single set I saw was really good in some way. Even if it was like a little bit different, it was like good and it was bassy. This
Yeah.
year, what the fuck happened? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, okay, so Monday obviously was the first day. One of my favorite DJs actually is a friend from the area. His DJ name is Bosque Sound, and he played a back-to-back set with this guy, Ashes. That set was incredible. I was totally sober, had the time of my life. Because the thing is, obviously, I like to do drugs at festivals, but you know the music is good when you can be totally sober for it and have the time of your life. So that was the only set I saw Monday. Incredible. Tuesday, what did we see Tuesday?
I can't remember. I feel like I can't remember. I feel like all the nights kind of blended for me, but we were also sober.
Yeah.
And
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Why do I have?
what?
No, that's really funny. The alarm I set says 12:30. Mushies in fridge.
Hilarious. Yeah, I don't know what we saw Tuesday, but it was like good. Like, I had so much fun. I remember like everything was good, everything was going swimmingly.
Yeah, Tuesday was good. Wednesday was amazing, but I'm actually just looking at the schedule now. But Wednesday last year was actually also, I think, my favorite night of music. The one
Yeah.
thing that kind of fucks me up with Envision sometimes is at Luna Stage, even last year, sometimes the mixing of genres or the order of sets was a little weird sometimes. Like it
Yeah.
would be like some super heavy, like wubby set, and then it would go to something totally
Oh,
different.
yeah. On Wednesday, was that when we saw Juju at main stage?
No, Friday was Juju. She was like probably the best person I saw on
She
Friday.
was like one of the best sets I've seen, and she was at like 8 p.m. And then the guy
Yeah.
that came on after her was like not good. Like, we didn't even stay at the set because it was like so slow and boring and weird. And we were like, what is going on? Like, who made the order of this? Like, I'm so confused. But Wednesday was really good music. Yeah, Thursday, I think, was like my favorite night of music. And Bianca and Gwyn were being so stubborn and they refused to come to the sets because they thought it was going to be funky. But it wasn't at all. And then Friday, when it was supposed to be super bassy and good, it was funky. It was like a Freaky Friday swap.
Yeah, it was horrible. Like,
Yeah.
and we did a lot of acid, and like, I need good music when I'm tripping. I literally left Africa Burn last year after 3 days because the music was so bad. I was like, why am I here? Why did I fly all the way to South Africa for shitty music? And yeah, Friday was so horrible that we just couldn't catch a vibe.
Well, the funniest part, so
Yeah.
here's what actually went down. So we all take a tab and we're like, should we take a little bit more? And we're like, okay, let's wait a little bit. Let's wait until this guy, the Polish ambassador, Bianca's like, I love him. He's so good. He plays bassy. Like, let's do it. Let's get it. And we're like, okay, cool. So it's like 11:30 or something. A Polish ambassador is about to come on. We're like, should we drop another tab? We're like, let's do it. I also didn't know these tabs were like extra strong. Like, I didn't know they were like equal to a tab and a half. And I've been
Yeah,
like
we
very,
actually started out with a tab and a half too.
I personally didn't, but maybe I did because my gels were just melted together.
Yeah.
So, anyway, We take these like stars that are like a tab and a half. We're just ready to get fucked by some bass music. Let's go. We're so excited. He just plays like a funk house set. Like
At the
he
base stage.
at the bass stage. Like we literally, you guys, were like in shock. And Bianca's like, well, at the beginning of his set, he's like, let's keep the funk going or something. And Bianca literally almost starts to cry. I'm like, Bianca, don't cry. Like he's not playing a funk set. And then he did. He like actually, I was so shocked because how can you be like a well-known famous DJ that people are coming to see your set and then play something that is absolutely nothing like what you usually play? That's like not okay.
Well, because even, okay, I think that Of the Trees should have played twice that Envision. So, and Of the Trees had a sunrise set, which was amazing. But that's the thing. On the lineup, it literally said Of the Trees in brackets, sunrise set. So it's like people
Exactly.
know going into the festival that he's playing a sunrise set. Still don't know why he wasn't given a nighttime set as well, though. Like he should have played, if he had played Friday night as well, that would have saved everything. So.
I did see one of the best sets of my life that night, though, and I did feel like everything I went through was worth it because I had like a pretty hard trip. Like Bianca was genuinely holding my hand because I was like kind of scared at times. Guys, I like couldn't see because everything was like as the second tab was hitting me, like everything was such bright holographic rainbows. Like I was like entering this grid of rainbows, but like I couldn't see. And I started getting scared because I was like, am I losing consciousness? But it was fine. I just like my visuals were so intense and like everything was overstimulating. So Bianca's like holding my hand. We finally go back to Luna because Rekno is about to play. We're like, okay, let's check out Rekno. I have never been more like inspired, enamored, in love, in disbelief. Like every single song, every drop, every part of that set, I felt like was my taste, my style. Rekno was playing house, dirty, grimy bass music, drum and bass, and then like infusing it with this like sassy, sexy, bad bitch energy. I'm like that is me. That is, it was like a representation of me. I've never seen Rekno before. And yeah, it definitely like changed my life and changed like my inspiration of even like what I want to create and like produce as like an artist and musician and creator. And in that moment, I was like, okay, everything I just went through. We also had like a traumatic experience with our friend. Like it was just a hard night. It was just such a hard night. And then I saw that set. And honestly, after Friday, I ended up getting really, I wasn't feeling good at all. Like I was just feeling really sick. But I feel like I got what I needed. Like I feel like I saw that set and it was so huge for me that I was just kind of like I didn't need that much more out of my week. I wish I was feeling better and that I would have had like a better night Saturday and Sunday, of course. But I also felt complete. I didn't feel like I was like missing out on anything because I was like, I had like such an incredible experience. You know what I mean? Sometimes the experience is just like complete. And I felt that way.
My experience is definitely complete Friday.
I know I felt so bad.
But
Bianca was
I'm
not
sure
having it.
I was not having fun. And like, I am not someone who can pretend to be having fun. I was in a bad mood. And I was just so mad about the music. I was like literally just being moody. I remember at one point I just like sat on the ground and like wasn't talking to anyone. And our friend Anthony was like, Bianca, like, come chill. I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm mad. And then even like when we saw Elderbrook, I feel like that had the potential to be so fun and incredible, but obviously we're tripping super hard and I'm already sensitive to energy. And I feel like everyone at the Lapa stage, that's more of like a housey stage in general. People just, I don't know what was up Friday. People were
People were on crack.
fucked up. I feel like they were on bad drugs. Like, people were so scary. They looked like robots. The crowd just had no chill. The Lapa stage, the people who go there just have such a different vibe from the Luna people.
It was also the trip, though, too. It was like we were just tripping so hard. 'Cause even, okay, so Saturday night, or maybe it was Sunday, there was some music that we were like vibing to that I did feel like sounded really similar to Friday. We just weren't tripping that hard and we weren't in a bad mood. We were like in a good mood and we were like just tripping a little bit. And so I do think like music that was like not very good was like horrible. People that were kind of annoying were like so fucking scary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I actually had this like kind of the only time that I've really had like a bad trip, I would say, was I was in Colorado at Decadence and I hate trance music and I hate the song that's like it's like people chanting. It's like do 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 da 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 da. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a po
Maybe.
it's a popular song. Do 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 do. Anyway, I'm there at this set. I literally want to like it is the worst. I'm already having a hard trip and then we go to the set and the music actually made my world dark. And I looked around at everyone and everyone looked like creepy gremlin monsters.
Oh my
Like
gosh.
I was tripping so hard. And so I think it was that too. Like we already had like a really scary experience with like a friend that wasn't doing that well. And then we were just like overstimulated and tripping so hard. I think everything just like I was at one point in the night, I was like, we're like, what is the lesson? Like, what is the lesson through this? And Bianca just goes, don't take that second tab. Yeah. So.
Because that's the thing though, if like if we had taken it and then Polish Ambassador played like a really sick set, like if Saturday's music was on Friday, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
But also I think like energetically at Envision, people were weird on Friday. Even our friend Jackie, who was completely sober, she felt like she was having a really challenging trip and she was
Oh.
sober. And like I remember, because when you check into Envision, like when you go through the gates, you have to scan your wristband and it shows how many people are there. And Friday night just had the most amount of people. I feel like there were a lot of people that only came for Friday, honestly, and they came to get fucked up. And I especially like if I'm tripping, I don't want to be near drunk people. I feel like there were more like drunk people. I mean, the whole traumatic thing we had with our one friend, I mean, he'd been drinking and yeah, I feel like it was just weird. There was like no safe space. I will
Yeah.
say though, the beginning of the night when we took like a tab and a half of those stars, which they're each like technically like a tab and a half is like one of them. So it's whatever, it's more than that. And I had like the best meditation of my life because there is this one really chill area for those of you who don't know at Envision. It's yeah, really chill area. There's lots of ecstatic dances. That's where you go for kirtan, for sound journeys. And there was an ecstatic dance going on, and I was just meditating. And I think that was the best meditation I've ever had in my life on Friday night.
Yeah.
So
Me and Gwen
that
were
was.
like going crazy, and Bianca was just like sitting on the ground. Like, people are going hard at this ecstatic dance. We were like fucking moving, and Bianca was just like in her own world, just like sitting. It was cute.
Well, one of my intentions for the festival was to connect with the quantum field in a way I never have before. And I mean, even when I'm sober, like I feel like my experience of life, like I always feel energy a lot. I see a lot of energy. But when I'm tripping, like if I'm tripping hard, like everything's a hologram, which is why when Maddie at first was like nervous on the Friday night, when she's like, oh my God, I like everything's a rainbow. I can't see. I'm like, oh yeah, don't worry. Like I've been there before. So I wanted to connect to the quantum in a way I never had. And that meditation was crazy. I feel like I really was just connecting to the quantum. It was very intense. I don't have a visual experience usually, and I was definitely having visuals, and it was like all these colors and patterns, and it was like all these little energetic channels connecting somewhere in the universe, which was cool.
I love that. Yeah, I was talking in my TikTok about how I just feel like this Envision was a lot of high highs and a lot of low lows. So it is hard to rate it sometimes, like on like the overall music or something, because like, yeah, there were some experiences like that that were like so profound. And then there was like some experiences that were like, this is dumb, like this is hard, this is challenging. 'Cause like that's such a cool experience. But then it's like Friday fucking sucked. But then I saw like the best set I've ever seen in my life. But then I also got so fucking angry at how some people were playing sets because it was so bad. But then,
Like,
yeah.
no, yeah, there are certain people, even like certain friends of ours, who are incredible, talented fucking DJs who, oh my God, who fucking throw down. Why did they play early on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
And why did whoever was on a Friday, why did they have that set?
Yeah.
But
It made no sense.
Saturday was incredible though. I saw Ellis Dream and Troy Boy back to back. I think on Saturday, Ellis Dream was the best set I saw. He was fucking wild. But I love Troy Boy, and that set inspired me so much. I'm like, if I actually ever do learn to mix, I want to throw a set like Troy Boy through. Because even though Ellis Dream, I'm like, holy shit, this is crazy. I'm in the jungle listening to this wild set. Like Troy Boy just like, I don't know, he was throwing in rap and hip hop and like, I love trap music and it was super sexy and he just hypes up the crowd.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I'm so
that's the
sad
kind
I
of
missed
set.
it.
I know, I'm sad he missed it. It was so good.
Yeah, guys, I like actually went home. I don't think I've ever done that at a festival. Like, I'm a trooper. I literally went home because I was falling asleep places. Like, I was falling asleep, like sitting up. It was bad.
Wait, who played after Troy Boy? Oh, and Ashes played at Luna. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I saw obviously the Of the Trees sunrise set and then Creature. Saturday was great. Saturday
Yeah.
made up for any hardship I went through on Friday. And then Sunday, guys, I saw the best set I've seen in my entire life. It was Elephant Heart at the Soul
Oh
Stage.
yeah.
And like I already like I came to Envision knowing I wanted to see Elephant Heart. Basically, it's a husband and wife duo. They just play like every genre and they sing and they rap and they have like spirituality mixed into the lyrics. And we did Acid again on Sunday. And so I think I did like a tab and a half. And then it kind of like was hitting me as Elephant Heart was coming on. And we were sitting on the ground with our friend Ari, and Ari gave us rapé. And rapé, for those of you who don't know, it's sacred tobacco. And basically, it's not a psychedelic, but it's a very powerful tool for like meditation. And the rapé she gave us was this heart chakra opener. And I've actually never done rapé while tripping so hard before. And so I did this rapé, and it was all about like, yeah, I really just felt my heart chakra burst open. And I was like, all right, my intention for the night is just to radiate love. And then this is all happening as Elephant Heart is starting. And then their first song was all about like love and opening your heart chakra. And it was just, my jaw was dropped the whole time. I don't think, like, it really was one of the top five sets of my life. And like my other top sets might have been like top three, because my other top sets of my life are like Closey at Burning Man in 2019. Yeah, it was wild. Every song was perfect. And like, I'm definitely a bass music girly. And they were playing a lot of bass, but they were also rapping and singing and then throwing in like house and other genres too. And it was so good. The whole time I was like, what the fuck? This is crazy. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, it was like a really well done set. I wish I was feeling more myself because I didn't have all of my energy, but I was definitely blown away. I was like crying at one point. It was so beautiful, and like seeing them perform together was so cool. And like they would have like banter on stage, and they were like so also like personable with the audience, and it was like really intimate. And we had like, yeah, it was one of those times where like the weather was perfect, the drugs were perfect, the people we were with were perfect, the view we had of the stage were perfect, their performance was perfect, the sound was perfect. Like, you just couldn't find one thing wrong with that experience, and it was really special. And yeah, I don't think I've ever seen Bianca have so much fun in her life. It was so fun. I was like just standing behind like Ari and Gwen and Bianca were like up dancing, and I was just kind of like staying by our stuff, and just like we had all our stuff on the ground. I was just like watching, and I was even just like so happy, just like watching them in the crowd, and like everyone was just vibing so hard. I also saw one of my favorite sets that night, which was our friend. I'm more friends with his sister, but his name's Kai, right?
Tamara.
Shimura. That set was so fucking good. Like, talk about just good ass bass music. Good ass bass
I
music.
like have chills. He is fucking talented.
He is so
That
talented.
I think his set was probably the best set of the festival for me
I
outside of
agree.
Elephant Heart.
I
Maybe like
agree.
he might be tied with LS Dream, but no, I think his set was the best. It was crazy.
Yeah, especially for like a pretty local artist and someone that's you're not gonna really see like headlining a US festival. Obviously, like LS Dream's amazing, Troy Boy's amazing, Rekno's amazing. They are kind of these bigger names, but for just like, yeah, out of like the whole pool of just like more like DJs there, not like American artists, because he is local to, right? Like Central
Well,
America, kind of.
he's so Alina is the one. Like his family basically is always down here, like living in the area. But he's now living in Denver. Of course he's
Okay.
living in Denver. But
Okay, that makes sense.
I think they're originally from Vermont, but then grew up here part of the time.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. But yeah, Kai
Either
is so
way.
good. And like it's actually wild. I first heard him DJ because obviously because our friends like own Envision and own Selva, which is actually where I host my creator retreat, we just are very well connected in the music scene down here. And so last year I hosted my creator retreat right before Envision, and Maddie was there too, and that was my first time seeing Chmura play because he actually DJed at my creator retreat, which was so cool. And like obviously he was amazing then, but he like blew my mind at
Yeah.
Envision. I actually like I'm exhausted. I'm still like catching up on sleep. Luckily, I didn't get sick after Envision, and I actually did go out to Selva last night just because Kai was DJing and I was like, I have to go seek him again.
Oh, that's
That's why I have glitter on
cute.
myself still. And I need it. And I was like worried about the timing of this podcast. But yeah,
I'm
like
jealous.
I wish him like all the best. He's gonna like do so well. And I mean, he already has been touring with Clozee. And I feel like you can definitely tell, like even in the year since, like you can tell he's been touring with Clozee.
Yeah, no, he was amazing. Okay,
Yeah.
so for music, scale of 1 to 10, what is your overall rating?
No. Oh gosh. You go first.
I'm gonna say for this year, overall, a 7.5.
Okay, 7.5. I feel like I'm gonna say 8 because I had so much fun when I had so much fun. And
Yeah.
also, the thing is, I actually remember last year, like there wasn't a day where I specifically like hated my life, but like there were definitely sets last year where like I wasn't vibing as much. So actually, it was so interesting. This year, I loved Daily Bread. They were
Yeah.
so good when I saw them on Sunday night. But last year, I actually remember, I think it was Zingara who played on Friday. We fucking love Zingara. She's incredible. She's a homie. But then I remember after, I think Daily Bread played. And I remember that night, like we were lying on the ground at Luna
Yeah.
because we were not inspired to dance.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we were still inspired to lie on the ground at Luna
And
and listen to
vibe.
the music and vibe. This year, yeah, there were points where I was like, I don't even want to be here.
Yeah.
And I also find it interesting, like, so one of the DJs who always comes to Envision is Entene. And last year, we were up front at Luna pretty much the entire festival. We were always dancing and vibing with Entene. And like this year, I didn't see him at the front that much.
I didn't see him at all. Yeah, that like is super interesting. I didn't even realize that. But yeah, Antoné is I feel like a staple for me. He just like can do no wrong. I think he is amazing.
Wait, were you there on Sunday when he played as his group Diamond Saints?
Yeah, it was really good.
That was so good. Oh,
Yeah.
Sunday was good. Sunday was so good.
Yeah, no, it was really good. One thing I'm realizing too about my experience, which this is kind of like a vulnerable type thing, but I think I'm realizing how much like not drinking plays a part in my life. Like it's officially been 1 month since I've drank, which is like weird for me. Like I usually, it's just kind of a part of my lifestyle. And I'm thinking back to last year, I was like, I loved every single set. Like, I was always having fun, but I was like also always drinking. Like, I was just like a little bit drunk, like at night, obviously, not like the whole entire festival. But when it was like one, like from like 12 to 5, like I was like drinking with my friends. And I feel like that plays such a big part in just like not giving a fuck as much. Again, like, you know how I was saying, we probably wouldn't have hated the music as much if we weren't tripping as hard as we were. Like, we still would have hated it, but it wouldn't have been as intense. And I think it was the same with that. Like, sets maybe I wouldn't like if I was like just tripping. I like liked it more because I was just kind of like carefree and just like dancing and I was just like drinking. And so I think I'm like also realizing my experience was so different this year and at times more challenging. Yeah, because it's just like a different experience, you know?
Yeah, honestly, I think like for me, especially even with like music, so it's kind of like I said earlier, like if music is good, I can go sober and have the best time. I started going to music festivals in like 2011 or 2012, and I didn't do drugs or drink.
Yeah.
And like for until like 2018, I didn't like take anything. So I've always just like loved the music. But yeah, I think for Friday, if I wasn't tripping as hard, I still wouldn't have liked the music, but I wouldn't have like hated it so much with such a passion.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also just one thing I want to say though, like, I mean, just tying in with like the tripping thing for Friday, because it's so funny, like one of our good friends who came to the festival with us, you know, Alejandro, he's always like, oh, you guys are just having like a bad trip Friday. And the thing is, like, I actually don't really believe in like bad trips. It was like challenging
No.
for sure. But I mean, it was just a journey, and it's just my life. I find it so fun to explore
Yeah.
my mind and try things and see what happens. And I don't know, it sucked. I hated it. I cried because I was so mad about the music, but I wouldn't go back and change it because it was a part of the festival experience. We need the high highs, we need the low lows. It's like with even Burning Man. I remember in like 2019 biking across the desert crying. I was like, I hate this. I hate my life. Why the fuck am I here? Why am I in the desert? Hour later, having a time of my life, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, best experience. And like, that's what makes things life-changing. You need that. You need the balance.
Yeah. I think that's why I prefer these type of festivals now over like a 2 or 3 day. N not that I don't still like shorter US festivals. Like, I am going to go to Hard Summer this fall. I'm so excited. It's just 2 days and it's just like a bunch of artists that we want to see. And like, I still love that. And you just go for like 2 days, whatever. But I find myself like drained after that. It's like I went and like escaped my life for 2 days and just like, it's kind of like more intense and people just like party for like the weekend. Whereas this, you know, like going to a 7 day festival, whether it's Envision, Burning Man, Lightning in a Bottle, Shambhala, Electric Forest, where you're like camping and it's like 4 to 5 days or more, I just find that it's more of an experience. And yeah, it's like a lot of character building. It's a lot of like you said, learning about yourself. Like, it's a whole journey rather than just like a weekend of partying and seeing your favorite artists. Like, you are going to struggle. You're going to have these experiences. And so I'm never like surprised when I have like the low lows. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is what I signed up for. Like, even when we were tripping really hard on Friday, I'm like, this is what I signed up for. Like, these are the types of experiences that we want to have. Even if it's challenging in the moment. So
I mean, yeah.
what would you say scale of 1 to 10 was like your overall experience of this year? Just like the vibe, the environment, the friends that we are with, like,
I
yeah.
mean, I'm still gonna say 10 out of 10. I love Envision. I love our friends. I still had an incredible time at sets. It was so cool. We literally had over 25 past retreat girls come to Envision. Like, that's so cool. I mean,
Yeah.
we should have a commission for that, just
I
saying.
know.
But
We knew everyone the day that I arrived at the festival. Like I walked in, I couldn't even like make it into the festival because I just kept running into people that I knew, like from Costa Rica and also from the States, from people like we know from our retreats. Like it was so special. I even like met clients of mine, like one-on-one clients that like I've never met in person before. And we're just like in the jungle. Like that's crazy.
like, I met so many TikTok friends. I mean, also, like, as I said, I live 10 minutes away from Envision. It is so freaking cool to be at a festival with your entire town. It's
Yeah.
actually hilarious. Like, we mentioned our friend from the area. His DJ name is Bosque Sound, and obviously we're like homies with his family, and I was like tripping so hard or on, I don't know, on ecstasy or something during his set. And his mom's like right beside me. I'm like, yeah. It's just like, it's so funny and it's so fun. So yeah, I
Yeah.
think even though I definitely struggled at points, and yeah, I would still say 10 out of 10 for the overall vibe for me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that Envision is my favorite festival. Like it really is. Maybe tied with Electric Forest, but I need to go back. We need to go next year. Also, I feel like Lightning in a Bottle will be up there. Guys, I think Bianca and I are going to go this year. So if you're going, please reach out to us and let us know and convince us to come because, like, I think we're going to
Oh, we
come.
have to.
Yeah, no, we really want to. So there's some other ones that are up there too, but I think if I had to pick like a number one, Envision just like takes the cake for me. Like my experience this year, I would probably rate like an 8 or 9 out of 10 just because of like my own personal things that I was feeling. But like the festival itself and like being with all my friends and like the music, the food, like just rating everything out like side of myself, 10 out of 10, 100%. Yeah, it's
Also,
just such a
like,
good festival.
yeah, it's so good. And I feel like I have so much more love now for our friends.
Me
The
too.
other thing is, okay, so obviously Envision does cost a little bit more than other festivals, but it is so worth it. It is 8 days long, and you have all the daytime activities and all the nighttime activities. And because the tickets cost more, they don't sell as many. So there's
Yeah.
always room to dance. I think the busiest set I was maybe at was maybe LS Dream or Troy Boy. And it wasn't even like, it wasn't that packed. Like, I still had room. I think the squishiest I've ever been at Envision was maybe 2023 during Closie's set. And I didn't care. I was turning 30. I was with all my best friends in the entire world in the fucking jungle seeing Closie. I had a great time. And that's like the one set that stands out to me as being like a little squishy. But
Yeah.
also, I chose to be at the very front because we're always front right, Luna.
Yeah, we're always at the very, 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 very front, like all the way up. And so that's saying something that we always have so much room to dance and we're at the
Yeah.
very, very front is crazy. And yeah, I think that like makes a huge difference. We're actually making like a this or that video, which I want to post immediately.
Oh, yeah, I need to edit mine too.
Yeah, you need to edit your videos. You have good ones on your phone. But one of the this or that's was like, would you rather pay more for a festival and have like less people and more like amenities and have it be nicer, or go to a festival like on a budget, but there's like more people and everything? And all of us were like 100% pay more and have like a better festival experience. And I do think Envision genuinely cares about like the attendee experience. Like they're not just trying, it's not like a cash grab. Like they're actually creating a really beautiful, beautiful, like almost sacred space for us to like grow and evolve. And
There's
yeah,
so much
really
intention,
cool.
even after the sunrise set when it was like Monday morning, like this one woman, Mama T, she like came out and she like, we're all like at the front of Luna. We just saw this awesome set by Tor, and she like did this whole prayer, and we all just like got together, and it was like this prayer about like connecting to your heart and the jungle and each other, and it was just so cool. Like, you don't see that at other festivals, and even
No.
like knowing the some of the owners, of Envision personally and being friends with so many people, like creating Envision and putting it on, like they have so much love for Envision and so much intention. And like, I actually was at Shambhala last July and I struggled. Like, Shambhala used to be my favorite festival in the world. And I feel like last year they were just trying to make money and it was so overcrowded. Like, the experience was just honestly really, really challenging and overwhelming at points. And Josh, one of the owners of Envision, he had actually been at Shambhala. And I talked to him about it. And he was like, yeah, like, and don't worry, like, Envision will never like be crowded like that. Like, we will always make sure people have room to dance and to connect, and that it's so much more than just like packing people into a stage. So.
Yeah, it's so important. Like, so important. Cool. Well, I wish I was still there with you. I miss you.
I miss you.
But
All
I'm
the
gonna.
hospitals left today.
Oh, that makes me
We had this,
sad.
we had this group of friends, guys, that all came to like stay with us for Envision. And yeah, the last friend left this morning. So.
But I will be back in June in just a couple of months. We have our next Evolve retreat. It's actually the only Evolve. We might do one more this year, but we don't know what we're doing yet because we're creating some other things. So right now, our June retreat is the only one like available. We have some spots left. If you want to come into the jungle with us, honestly, our retreat. It's obviously not Envision, but it has Envision vibes because we have like all the workshops and like spirituality and like traditional healing modalities. But then we also throw in some festival vibes, a lot of dance, a lot of music, ecstatic dances. We like to do like DJ lessons. We bring a tattoo artist. We have surf lessons. We like it is kind of like a festival vibe. It really is a festival vibe. I feel like I'm at a festival. So, if you were at Envision and you loved it, or you missed Envision and you love the idea of everything we just shared and you want to come to Costa Rica, come in June. It's June 3rd through 11th. And we would love to have you guys with us in Costa Rica.
I'm so excited. And like, I mean, we obviously bring a much smaller group. So you're doing very intimate workshops with like indigenous healers, and it's just so perfect. And so, yeah, we always like to say, whatever energy you have cultivated at something like Envision, take that, come to our retreat and get way deeper with it and build some lifelong friendships. With girls that are like on the same wavelength, like girls that get it. Like right now, even at Envision, we did a discount where like if you came up to us and you signed up for a retreat, we were gonna do like, yeah, huge deal, just because we want girls that get it. We want girls that we can also go to festivals with that are also open-minded, on the same wavelength, that are open to all sorts of experiences and also just like cool and loving and fun.
Yes, festival girlies, unite. Come to Costa Rica with us. So excited to be back in June. And yeah, and also let us know if you're going to Lightning in a Bottle because we're coming. We're
We're
doing
coming.
it.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. If you want to connect with us, my Instagram is Maddie Maple Coaching or Maddie Maple Official. And Bianca's Instagram is BiancaCP__. So shoot us a DM, connect with us, let us know if you have questions about our retreat. Also, we would love to connect and send you like a video with all the details. So let us know. We love you. I hope everyone has an amazing week. And catch you guys in the next episode. Bye,
Love
guys.
you guys. Bye.